Nobody's got it better than we do because we've got Ben Standing. Standing room only. Substack, the man of the hour. If you ask them, run it across the pole. And we got some outstanding journalists. There's some people out there on that beat that are fantastic at what they do. But I tell you what, everybody wants to know what Standing say. What Standing say? Who's Standing interviewing? What does Ben think? What's it like, man, living under the pressure and the fact that people want to know what you know?
It's tough, you know. What's the saying? You know, heavy is the head that wears the crown, or something
like that.
You know?
Something like that.
Yeah, it's a tough place to be, but you know, you just gotta keep going, keep moving forward, and you know, just do what you do, and you know,
don't worry about everybody else. Here's what's been the rock in my shoe today.
Okay.
The rock in my shoe today is how much verbiage we put out or is put out about people that aren't going to play in the game. It's driving me bananas.
Yeah.
And I really want to focus on who is going to play, not who's not going to play. And eventually, we're going to have to come up with some players that actually are going to perform like Saturday around noon. Do you know any of them that are actually going to be in the game?
Well, we don't know for sure, in part because the head coach has not told us. Dan Quinn is saying that they have not made final decisions. Whether that's completely accurate or not, you know, it's just, we don't know. And I think there's, you know, in this era of three preseason games, it's the second one coming up that is the one that tends to be, okay, we're going to put our full team out there at least for a little bit and get everybody on out there, get a feel for what's going on, how do we look together, and that's kind of important, I think, with the two new coordinators right on both sides of the ball. The problem is that, you know, not only are this team and others get conservative when it comes to exposing starters, especially quarterbacks, but now all of a sudden there are a bunch of injuries, right? I mean, on defense today alone, you didn't have Adafi Owe, Kalavon Chason, Johnny Newton, Jordan McGee. All those guys were out with injuries of varying degrees. The offense, of course, as we know already, they already lost Laremy Tunsil. Nick Allegretti, the center, is just sort of getting back into the flow, and you know, how do you know? So without knowing exactly who's going to be available, I think dictates to a degree who will or won't play. Also, Marcus Mariota is out, and you know, I think that's the problem. So I wish I could tell you that Jane Daniels is definitely going to play, even if it's for a little bit, or that the defensive starters who didn't play in the opener are going to be out there for sure, but I don't think we quite know yet. And that, don't blame us. Don't blame me. Dan Quinn could have told us, but at the moment we're all trying to have to guess. But it, like I said, it's hard to guess when you don't quite know in which direction they want to go.
So I'm just looking for I want to uncover opportunity. They have some excellent players. They're much better to the naked eye this season, to me, than they were a season ago.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger, stronger, faster, more athletic. They have some aliens that are there. Unfortunately, they don't all participate or don't all play. And I'm concerned about noon on Saturday, period. Not the opener. I'm not thinking anything other than noon on Saturday, because this is a great opportunity for somebody to earn a spot or to gain a spotlight or improve that maybe we're not counting on. And I'm frustrated because I don't hear that. What I hear is about who's not going to play.
Yeah, I mean, look, there are, you know, to your point, like, you know, if you're talking about, say, like a guy like a Ricky Barber who was,
yes,
who was with the team a year ago,
yes,
played a couple games late in the year, had,
yes,
a sack. I think he had a couple good moments in this last game. He looks like he's going to play, and he may play a significant amount, in part because of the fact that we know some of these other guys, are just simply not going to play. Today at practice, Antonio Hamilton, one of their veteran corners who showed up last year and provided some depth, he had a nice interception today in practice. He's going to be the kind of guy who not only is playing in this game, but is vying for possibly being the fifth cornerback out there. And then, of course, on the offensive line, even whether Nick Allegretti plays or not, the question is, well, who else is going to be available at center? You got Matt Goulbin, the sixth round pick.
Yeah,
I think showed some good power in the preseason game. Julian Good Jones has been the primary starter. Brandon Coleman, Chris Paul on the left side. I presume that they're going to play no matter what. Obviously, that's the new combination out there with Tunsil out. So, there are definitely going to be some guys that there'll be a lot to keep an eye on, whether that's guys who are, in the starting lineup, key contributors, or just trying to make the team. But obviously, how it is. The people are, is Jaden Daniels going to play? Well, wait, they just went out and spent good money on Oweh and Chase on, or when do we see them play? Because they didn't play in the last game. So, I think it's a combination of both things, but you're right. Obviously, ultimately, who is going to play that matters, but why some guys aren't playing, I do think, is like, well, wait a minute, are they hurt? Are they not hurt? Like, what's going on? I think all that factors in somewhere.
Hey, Ben, on the injury front, they are piling up, but at the same token, and to Doc's point, like, he's been hammering home, people do have to go out there and play. I know I would love to see the first team defense at least go out there and play. If Jaden doesn't play and they don't feel too confident in the offensive line to go out there and protect him, like, I wouldn't put him out there. I think he's going to get a lot of bump next week against the Ravens and join practice. But how much would you want to see the first string defense at least go out there and, at least put forth a dominant effort? Because all we've seen so far is them against the Dolphins.
Yeah, no, I've said this before, and I'm pretty sure Doc and B. Mitch and others have said, the only way to get good at football is to play football. And at some point, that needs to occur. Now, of course, they are practicing. They had the joint practice, all those types of things. But, I think also it's not just how does Daron Payne look, or how is Mikey Sanders still out of the corner? It's also, Durante Jones is a new first-time coordinator. He's out there. How do we ensure that he is seeing what he needs to see? But just from a communication standpoint, from an execution standpoint, the individual play we can maybe get to, but do we have enough guys out there so we can be functional to do the things that he wants to do, at least with the starters, and then you kind of go from there. So it would be cool in that regard to see, say, the first team defense, like you said. That said, they're getting thin at defensive tackle. Tim Settle has been out the last week or so with a calf injury. Today, Quinn said that Johnny Newton is dealing with a pec injury that sounds like it could be significant. We have not heard anything official yet.
Stick a fork in him.
Yeah, it doesn't sound great. So now it's like, okay, you have Javon Kinlaw.
But
you have
Daron Payne. Did it happen in the game? Does that explain the zero performance?
Well, it doesn't explain the last game, if that's what you mean. For sure. But I'm saying, so now all of a sudden you're losing some of your depth that you had. They had DJ Davidson, who was going to be part of the rotation, I think. He retired in camp.
Yeah.
So now, all of a sudden, three-fifths of the guys who I would have said are probably going to be the interior defensive line are potentially out. So how much do you want to expose Payne and Kinlaw, knowing that you have a little bit limited depth? Again, they need to play, but at the same point, is there a worry that, hey, maybe we need to sit some of these guys accordingly? Again, today, Oweh and Chaisson, we're dealing with a couple of injuries. It doesn't sound like it's particularly worrisome. I think this training staff has just been overly conservative. I'm not saying that's good or bad, but I think they've just been conservative, perhaps in part because of what happened last year, with all the injuries. So maybe those guys were kept out today, and then maybe they're going to be kept out accordingly for the next practice or for the game itself. That's the part that's tricky. But yeah, in order to get better, you got to play. Again, that practice factors into it. And I guess one question I would have is, and I meant to ask this of Dan Quinn and Wood later, how much does a series really matter? If the offense or defense goes out and plays one series, let's just say, and if they're, oh, we saw Jaden Daniels play. Okay, cool. We saw Deron Payne. Does that really matter? Or is that just like a sugar high? You know, is it worth the risk? Or do you need to say, hey, if we're going to play these guys, you got to go at least three series to get, you know, 10, 12, 15 plays, whatever it is, to at least get some kind of run, some kind of adjustments to be made. So, you know, so we get to maybe see all the different levels of types of plays or situations we would be in. But again, now you're exposing your guys a bit more. So I think that's the line I think they're having to figure out right now. And, I agree. You got to play at some point, but when the injuries start to come, I also get the being conservative part, especially again in light of what happened last year.
Yeah, we're talking with Ben Stanek of the Last Man Stanek Substack. Ben, on a piece you dropped on August 3rd, you ranked the Commanders' 10 most indispensable players entering the 2026 season. And right now we have four guys that are out. We have Laramie, we have Marcus, Nick Allegretti got banged up again, and Odafe Owe, he's dealing with a calf strain. But, you know, we just got back John Bates. Deron Payne, you just mentioned, as also a guy that, you know, we need to be careful with just because of the depth behind him. When I look at this list of guys and that the fact that the injuries are piling up, I sort of kind of am leaning towards, you know, not putting these guys out there just because I think the risk isn't worth the reward kind of thing. Again, Doc and I, we were, you know, on record, at least see the guys one series, two series, but I don't think it's necessarily going to be worth it because, again, to your point, like how valuable will those reps necessarily be?
Yeah, I mean, and you know, to spin it to the offense, I think they're in a bit of a pickle, I think, in this regard, right? Obviously, Jaden Daniels is the sun, the moon, the stars. It all mm-hmm. revolves around him, you know, which means both play to, you know, get everybody on the same page, to see what you got, all that, and the risk, you know, maybe you don't want to do that. Now, it would be easier, as they kind of did last week, to be like, hey, we're not going to – Jaden can sit, but hey, we've got Marcus Mariota. Guy's been there, done that, veteran. We can put him out there. He can run the offense, and we can at least get a flow going in that regard. Of course, he then unfortunately gets hurt, sprained MCL. He's going to be out at least the rest of the preseason, probably the next at least a couple weeks of practice, but we'll see how long he's really out. That means even if Jaden plays a series or two, you're going to play the vast majority of the game with the seventh-round rookie, Ethan Calliope-Manis, and the third-year quarterback, Sam Hartman, who, let's be honest, the team last year kind of said what they think of him when they decided to go with 39-year-old Josh Johnson the last two games of a lost season over Sam Hartman. They even brought in Jeff Driscoll off the street to be the backup because they didn't seem to have that much faith in Hartman. So now you're saying, in order to evaluate the entire offense, even if Jaden Daniels plays a series or two, it's going to be on these two guys who have no experience. It's potential neither one of them ever throws a pass in a real live NFL game. And now they have to be the ones who, you know, keep the trains running, you know, on time, who get the ball out to the playmakers, who, you know, take advantage if there's good blocking or know how to get away when there's pressure. That's a lot to deal with for these two guys. And I think from the offense, like the defense, I think can do what they do regardless of kind of who's out there. But the offense, man, I don't know how that's going to work. And again, this is even whether Jaden plays or not. That to me is a tough place to be. And I've been sort of saying for a while, I wish they'd maybe had another veteran quarterback in camp like they did the last couple of years. But this is where they are, and they're going to have to figure this out one way or the other.
So somebody's got to get some meaningful time. Saturday. Somebody's got to play. And it's to their benefit because I'm with you. We do need to see, other than JD5, we know 8's out. Okay, cool. Opens up the opportunity. And maybe the Rifleman is the guy. He steps up in his shirt, sale looked good the other night. But that's what I'm going. Where are the stories of the heroes, the new breed, the camp sensation? The guy coming out of nowhere. Where's that person?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, just to stay with the offense, I think the receiver room has been really fascinating. Obviously, Terry McLaurin, Stephon Diggs, that's your home run, the hitter.
Amen.
For sure. Now, again, I don't know if they'll play. They certainly won't play if Jaden doesn't play, I don't imagine. But that combination looks to be really impressive. I mean, Stephon Diggs, I wasn't against the signing at all, but I wasn't feeling like it was like they desperately had to do it. Watching him in practice has been
he's a pro.
Yeah, it's been eye opening. He is just so smooth. He constantly gets open, finds space, doesn't drop anything. So that level of that weapon is going to be great. But then behind that, you know, you still have a bunch of guys. You got some of the holdovers in Jalen Lane, Luke McCaffrey. You got the reunion with De'Ami Brown.
Like
you know,
him.
Traylon Burks was part of this group the second half of last year.
Like
Van
him.
Jefferson, yep. A solid vet, Antonio Williams, the rookie. Like, all of these guys are competing for snaps and for jobs. But that's not even factoring in. There's like a couple of interesting guys behind that. You got Jaden Bradley, this monster-sized rookie receiver.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really interesting. Jacoby Jones, who I really liked last year, just always seems to find ways to make plays. You know, these are the types of guys that are classic training camp preseason heroes. I don't know that they can make the team, though. And again, this is where, unfortunately, at this position, getting the ball is going to be key. And are they going to be able to – is that going to be able something they're going to be able to do in practice – or, sorry, in the game – you know, again, in the snaps without Jaden Daniels. So I think that's an example where you've got some guys who are stepping up. I'll just say on the defensive side, Fred Davis, who's the second, who's another UDFA guy. I think he's been pretty interesting to me, both as like an athlete. He's got good length. And that fifth cornerback spot, I think, is kind of wide open. They could go with the vet. I mentioned Hamilton before, or, you know, maybe they shoot for the moon and go for an upside guy in Davis, though I imagine he could probably get to the practice squad. So, you know, those are a couple guys. And there's battles at every position that we still have to watch in terms of just the 53. So, yeah, I mean, there's plenty to watch regardless of who is out there or who's not out there.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask one more question just before we let you go. Drew Stevens, he did go out and win the kicker job. But today, I know yesterday he went 6 for 6. Today he went 4 for 6. What did you necessarily, I mean, I guess, do you expect the Commanders to bring in competition for him the rest of camp? Or do you think this is just his job? Because they did put out on Twitter, our starting kicker, you know, Drew Stevens. Yeah, what do you expect them to do on that front?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the social media team is not in the room with Adam Peters and Dan Quinn.
You're right.
I wouldn't worry too much about, I wouldn't worry about that. Look, I think it's one of those deals where he has won the initial phase of the competition, him versus Jake Moody. Now the competition is him versus him, right? Mm-hmm. Like you said yesterday, he was 6 for 6. Today, 4 for 6. He missed from 60, and he had another one I think was like maybe like 48 or so that hammered the upright. I haven't seen the injury report on the goalpost yet, but might need a day off because Stevens' just kick really, he's got such a strong leg, it really popped when it hit it. So, you know, look, I mean, this game is going to mean something to him. What can he show? Is he consistent? And does he have that, you know, leg strength? If all that holds up, then, yeah, I don't think they'll bring in anybody else. But if, you know, if he starts missing, then, yeah, they have to make another decision about what to do. I suspect he'll be the guy week one. I think he's shown a lot so far. And, you know, he's the type of weapon, potential weapon, at least, that this modern era of the NFL, you know, teams have. Like we see Dallas with Brandon Aubrey and
weapon.
Some other guys where you get the midfield
weapon.
And all of a sudden you're in field goal range.
Yeah, weapon.
Yeah, so, like, I think that's something that's interesting to see. So, yeah, I think it's, you know, it's the classic. It's his job to lose. There is nobody else, and as long as he maintains a good pace, I don't think they'll bring in anyone else.
Yeah, I look at the game, it's like watching the UFL, and the kicking changes in that. I'm really absorbed by that now, and you got to have it, and he's capable of doing it. Coverage team seems sound and solid. And because it's all of these things got to come together. I think Detroit's a great competitor. I'm looking forward to, I know you would like to say that, to a preseason matchup. To see us take that next step. And a lot of guys that may have tape on their helmet, it's their last chance. This is it. So somebody, I'm expecting to see, like I came out of the gate first one with, wow, okay. We got two backs that ain't playing. They're serious. You know, you saw some people spark. Somebody will take advantage of this opportunity. And we'll be talking, hopefully, about some new names. I just want to know, I want to be wowed by somebody that is not like last year's starter. Somebody that breaks glass and says, I'm here to stay.
That would be cool with me. I'm down for some new faces, new storylines. I just think at some point it would be good if the storylines were about the guys that they went and spent a lot of money on and assets to bring in.
Well,
and to play.
There you go again, being demanding.
Hey, you know, so, sorry for me. I mean, you know, Sonny Styles will be out there. Obviously, he was out there last week, so you know, get to see him again. And you know, like I said, even for that, right? What is Sonny Styles going to do, right? But a lot of it is predicated on what are the guys in front of him doing, and are they
taking blockers?
And now, again, this is where you play Deron Payne and Javon Kinlaw. Now Sonny Styles and the other linebackers have a better feel for what it's going to look like on game day.
Yep.
But if you don't play those guys, well, now you've got a bunch, you know, a lot of their backup defensive tackles right now are guys they just signed off the street. So, yeah, this is the line they have to, the staff is going to have to walk of how much do they want to put these guys out there to give these Sonny Styles of the world their best opportunity versus what's the risk-reward aspect of putting these guys out there when you're already getting injuries. So hopefully one way or the other, some guys will step up, like you're saying, and, you know, get one step closer to being ready for the season.
Yep, that's what we need. All right, it's good stuff, man. As always, Standing, do you ever have a bad outing? I mean, you throw aces, man. You like Tommy John. This brother just comes up here just splitting the strike zone right down the middle, just knocking out the park. Keep up the good work, man.
Always a pleasure, Doc. Thanks so much, Anthony. Thanks a lot for having me.
My man, Ben Standing. Burgundy and Gold Today host, a legend. In my mind, he is. Love his work. The guy's putting in work. And he's looking for new faces. There's opportunity. I guess that's what we're saying. Who's going to seize the moment and stay healthy and make plays? 5:23 here in the nation's capital. Quick break. We'll come back. Time to light it up. 301-230-0980. Talking Burgundy and Gold.